Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio in primetime. We are here today with another one of our fabulous six-week segments that we are doing, and today we are here with Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton. Beth is an entertainment veteran, and she's going to be talking about how to stay above the fray in L.A. or anywhere else for that matter, and learn how to take the high road business, and we're going to be chatting with creators of today's positively transformational music and books and TV and films. And I'm really excited because she has Fiona Joy joining her today. And you can find her at FionaJoy.com. I'm going to just bring Beth in, and that way she can actually not tell you anything about herself because her call got dropped. So I will let you know a little bit more about her. She's a marketing communication specialist, and she's based in Studio City, California, and she's the founder of the B Company. For the last 12 years, she has provided excellence in marketing and public relations for her entertainment, lifestyle, fashion, and not-for-profit clients. And her lifelong history of social activism, which she dovetails with current businesses, her approaches to serving artists and companies and producing positive and transformational entertainment. So, Beth, time for your show. Welcome to Positively Entertaining.
Hello. Hello, Dory. Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome indeed to Positively Entertaining. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. I know you've got bumped out, you know, technology. This is the interesting thing. You know, I'm here in New York, Beth's in California, and our caller is going to be calling in from Australia. So I always love when that happens because we're talking to somebody in there tomorrow. So it's always just so much fun. But I just want you to give everybody a little info on you and a little background on why you're doing this and debuting this show with your guest, Fiona Joy.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different reasons to do this, Dory. And one is just that I had so much fun with you the first time that we talked, which was several months ago now. And, you know, when you asked me about doing this, I thought, why not try something new? You know, I consider myself more of a writer than a live media person. But as an entertainment marketing professional, I'm always media training my clients and encouraging them to try new things. So I thought it's only fair that I put myself in their place now and again, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm glad to be sharing this new adventure with you, and I expect that we'll be talking about positive entertainment, people, and trends over the next few weeks, and I hope to bring you some fantastic guests and new products. The cherry on the top of everything will be that we'll have some fabulous product giveaways for our guests and sponsors on Facebook and Twitter and all of the various places that we cover on social media with Word of Mom Radio as well.
I'm looking forward to it. And you know what? We have a caller. I'm keeping my fingers crossed it's Fiona because I'm bringing her in. So
okay,
let us get this going. Fiona, hi. Is this you?
Yes, it's me calling from Australia.
I love, you know what? My daughter's in Brisbane right now working on an organic farm.
Wow.
Yeah, she's loving it, too. She's absolutely loving it. But I want you guys to take it away. So, you know, Beth, enjoy your conversation. I'm going to play some music when you tell me it's time, and then we'll break in for a station break in a little bit.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Dory. So, Fiona, how is it today in Australia?
It's raining, but, you know, we need this rain so much. So I'm not complaining because it's good for the gardens.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we need a little bit more here in L.A. too, so fingers still crossed for the rest of the winter season. You know, I thought that you and I could probably have an interesting conversation about this show's topic, which is really about being positively entertaining. So, you know, let's talk about what that might be. I know I have my ideas about what positive entertainment is as both a business segment and a product category, and maybe even as a business practice. You know, for instance, I try to be mindful of the way I conduct business and who I choose to work with. You know, that's sort of positive entertainment as a business category. But I think
that's also it's a positive life skill as well, I think, to choose who you work with, because positive energy is so important, and positive entertainment is the result of positive energy and sharing something that is something that's good, something that you care about, and something that has integrity.
Yes, absolutely. And I know integrity is a huge part of your work throughout all of the albums that we've worked on together to this date. So we'll come back to that. And, you know, I think in the future and in the rest of the series, I'll probably get more deeply into some of the stories about conducting positive business practices. And it can get pretty interesting here in Hollywood, as you can imagine. But being mindful anywhere is important, and I think becoming much more common as a concept in the world.
Absolutely. And I know how hard it is sometimes, too, in the entertainment industry. You do have to keep really positive, because it's a difficult world to live in and to work in, and that's, you know, one of the main reasons why you have to choose who you work with. But it's very rewarding, because sharing something, in my case, sharing music, is probably the only real thing that I have to give. And I remember my mother said to me once, when I was sort of contemplating putting my big toe in the water and going into the recording studio, she said, if you have a gift and you don't share it, it's a crime. You know, it's something that's been given to you, and that's your job to share it. So so for me, that's probably the most positive thing that I can do, is share my music.
Wow, that's fantastic. What a wise mother you had.
She did tell me a few good things that have sort of stuck with me, and, you know, I try and remember them. I try and pass them on to my children where I can.
Right. And I know you come from a very creative family as well.
I do. I have three sisters. My father is a singer. He played Jesus in Superstar, so he has a really beautiful voice. My mother's very creative. My sister is a graphic artist and an art director, and my other sister writes poetry. So between us all, yeah, I grew up in a very creative household, which was interesting at times.
Excellent. Well, you know, I think that outside of, you know, positivity as a business practice and approach, you know, then we have the actual products themselves that we'll talk about. And obviously your music is one of those products, as you just said. But maybe in the next couple of weeks we'll talk about books or films. But I think the kinds of things that are considered positive entertainment as a product category also cross over with other categories like conscious entertainment or transformational entertainment, you know, where it's media that's created and presented with a positive point of view or intention, and there may be a hope for it to change people's lives for the better. But as you said, it really also comes from that positive artist intention.
Yeah, I think... Being an artist, and this goes for all forms of art, you know, you just mentioned film and books, is to write a dialogue that invites people into a subject. So you never really give them the answers. That's not your job as an artist. It's your job to consider those subjects and invite people into that discussion to take something out of it themselves and try and sort of come to their own conclusion. So, and that goes back to being positive as well. Hopefully you're doing that in a positive way.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a great, great way to put it, because then you're not imposing necessarily, but helping the listener to learn in that process.
Yeah, well, I like to think of it that way, and that's why I've always had, I've always tried to listen to everybody's point of view. You know, when you do something like this year, I did some videos to go along with my music. And in that process, what really surprised me was that some people didn't take the message out of it that I put into it. But some people read something completely different. And in one case, it was really quite negative. They'd taken some sort of religious implication out of something that was completely benign. And I decided that I would leave that, because everyone takes something different out of it. So I would leave that comment on my YouTube page, because it's a discussion and everyone has a right to take whatever they want from your art and hopefully, you know, hopefully benefit from it, but at least it's a conversation and it gets people thinking.
Wow, absolutely, yes. And I think I did take part in that conversation as well. And I think what was really nice, and this is typical of your fan base, you have a really fun and active group on Facebook, and I think a pretty engaged Twitter and YouTube following as well. But I think, you know, everyone in that discussion really listened and kind of tried to honor that lady's point of view. And she really ended up turning around going, oh, okay, you know, I can see it's not, you know,
there's
what
nothing
I thought it
wrong
might
with princesses and dragons and doing something that has a little bit of impact and a little bit of fire, and sometimes you need to do that to tell the story. Sometimes the story is not always a pretty story. You know, we don't live in a fairy tale world. We live in a real world, and there's real issues that we have to deal with. And yes, we deal with them in a positive way, but they're real issues. And sometimes you need a little bit of guts to what you do. And in this case, I put a little bit of fire into it, and I was so surprised at the conversation. But it was great. It was good, because that's what you want to do. You want to make people think and talk.
Right. Oh, that's an amazing point too, because just because it's called positive entertainment doesn't mean that it's always light or airy-fairy or uplifting. You know, sometimes the intention and the usefulness, you know, could actually be to let someone escape for a while, say with space music, or to get them into a place that's cathartic, you know, for a good cry, like the movie Terms of Endearment, or to simply soothe and relax in a way that can calm your entire household or lower your blood pressure or enable your kids to slow down and focus on their homework. So, like you said, it's not always got to be, you know, light and fairies. It's sometimes also to help people move through things. So,
yeah, there's a place for deep and intellectual, and there's a place for bubblegum, you know. And I think, too, I'm saying this, Beth, because you have spent a lot of time with me as your client, as a very good PR person, teaching media relations and teaching us, you know, how to think, is that we do have to look deep into our subject matter, that we can't just sort of live on the surface of it. It's not just about the art, it's about the intention and where that art has come from, and, you know, what concept it's been derived from. You know, even my recent album that was about fairy tales, the actual theme of the album was modern day fairy tales, and I think probably, Beth, it was you that sort of went deep into that and really made me think where all of those things come from and why I considered, you know, the story about a train or a princess or a dragon and what it really, really meant. And often there's just so much more to all of these subjects than, you know, than what appears on the surface.
Mm. Well, I certainly am pleased if I had contributed in that way at all. that would be, if I have any gifts, maybe that's it. You know, I'm definitely not artistic, so I appreciate being able to help that way, if that did help. Well, before we get into your track, let me just back up and tell everyone, because, of course, what you and I always do is get right into the good stuff and we start talking deep. And I didn't really introduce you properly, but I should say that you're an artist who I've had the pleasure of working with in a communications capacity since 2008. I've watched you navigate the global music business as an independent female artist, composing, recording, producing, and distributing your music. I've lost track of how many albums, but now also, now I also see you collaborating with and producing other artists, and at the same time growing your fan base, touring, creating new product lines. Needless to say, you're one of the hardest working artists I know, and I'm also proud to call you a friend.
Thank you.
Welcome. I think this audience, what I'd really like to say, and I hope they take this away, is, you know, when I listen to your music, I do feel like I'm listening to a friend or that I have a best friend, and especially this latest album, Signature Synchronicity. You know, I think the music really speaks to women and their lives, and as you said, with a beautiful sort of fairy tale overlay, I think it'll add a great beauty to everyone's life to hear it played in the home or in the car. So tell us about Signature Synchronicity and where it fits into this two-album concept.
Well, the two-album concept was an interesting one because I've always liked the idea of, because everything I do is piano-driven, so it has to stand alone as a solo piano piece. And in the past, I've gone into the studio and I've had a lot of orchestration, a lot of other artists come in and, you know, record on my songs. So what I really wanted to do was to do all 10 tracks solo in a live environment, a single take, and in this case it was with Blue Coast Records, with Cookie Marenko, who, by the way, she was with Wyndham Hill. She produced George Winston way back. So she's a stunning producer and very encouraging and great to work with. And she also has an audiophile label. So for me, that was the perfect opportunity, a perfect way to do my solo piano pieces in that environment. Then I took the same 10 pieces and I recorded them on a handmade Australian Stuart & Son piano. I took them into the recording studio with Will Ackerman, who's was the founder of Wyndham Hill and used to work with Cookie Marenko, so there's a tie-up there. And then I had a whole pile of other artists come in and we created a studio version of the same 10 songs. So Signature Solo, Signature Synchronicity is about bringing people together and doing a studio version of the same song. So it's a little bit of a different concept, but it's something I'd always wanted to do. It took me 3 years to do the two albums. But finally, the second one's out.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. And I think because you're an independent artist, you can say, hey, I want to explore this, you know, not just the content, but as a producer and a recording artist, I can, you know, take the time and do this. And now people, you know, have been ordering both albums and kind of playing them, you know, back to back, and this is solo and this is fully instrumental. And they're both beautiful in completely different ways.
Thank you. And I've never tried to be commercial. For me, everything's conceptual. And yet it's interesting because Signature Synchronicity is probably what's turned out by complete accident to me to be my most commercial album. And people are identifying. Maybe it's because it is based on fairy tales. Maybe it's something that touches most people. But they're all stories. And they're mm-hmm. mostly stories about other people, whereas a lot of my earlier albums, I guess I was looking at my own life, and this time I'm looking outside my life at other people.
Right. Well, I love the energy of, you know, speaking something that's a little more energetic is Invisible Train, and I'm hoping that maybe Dory can play that for us, and we can have a little sample and talk a little bit about that then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
that's got some incredible momentum. So what were we hearing there? We heard this, you know, obviously I could hear that train that you managed to create with the piano.
Yeah, I tried to create the train, the whistle, and the smoke. So the vocals, the, you know, the smoke, it's the story of, I was fascinated with the Little Red Caboose story as a child. So you've got the EWI, which is obviously the whistle, and the NS bass, which gives you that sort of train track thing happening with the percussion.
Mhm. Yeah, I can totally hear that. Who are some of the people on this track that are performing with you?
Well, the NS bass was played by Tom Eaton, and percussion was Jeff Haynes, who used to be Patna Famous percussion. So I was pretty lucky to work with some amazing people there. And then I played the piano, obviously, and did the singing. The EWI, which is an electric wind instrument, was played by Printing Tubbs.
Right, right. So, again, I don't know if everyone quite heard that, but the song was sort of based on the Little Red Caboose, is what you had said, right?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to create the picture of a train that's going up a mountain through a tunnel, and you sort of, you know, hopefully you can hear all those elements.
Right, right. Yeah, it's fantastic. To me, it's one of the ones that kind of comes into the album sort of midway, and it, you know, I've been relaxed, I've spaced out to Calling Earth, and then it comes in and re-energizes everything. It's really terrific. Yeah. So
yeah,
when you did the pre-sale, to mention some of the good work that you did with your pre-sale for the album. And the album, by the way, just came for sale within the last week in the U.S. and probably various places throughout the world as well. But a couple of different pre-sale programs.
On Amazon and iTunes and CD Baby. It's with the pre-sale, it's such a build-up, you know. And then finally it comes out and you get the first reviews in, and that's always a little bit scary. But so far, so good. It's been well received. So I don't need to hold my breath any longer.
Great. Well, I love that in LA, or at least for the U.S., you picked my home city of Los Angeles to benefit from your pre-sale. And I believe you had a program with something that we know very well here, and it's kind of a sad story, but some of our cougars here in L.A., are landlocked by freeways, and basically that cuts off their breeding and range ability to, you know, continue their line, and they're dying out. So one of your pre-sale projects was to benefit the idea of creating some bridges.
Build a bridge.
Yeah.
So the cougars, mountain lions, can cross the 12-lane freeway, you know, without getting run over. I mean, they've got to be able to move to breed. They have to be able to, you know, that's the nature of how they live their life. They don't just stay in one place. They have to be able to move around. And
right.
And I have such – I'm a cat person, and I also really love wildlife. I used to work with wildlife in Australia, so I guess it's an obvious connection for me.
Yeah, so we were really thrilled to see you pick of all the things you could have picked to support in the U.S. We thank you for supporting our L.A. And in Australia, you chose to work with the marriage equality movement, which maybe, you know, maybe here in the U.S. that movement's a little bit more advanced than it is there in Australia. So I thought that was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We might be living in the future time-wise. We're a day ahead. But unfortunately, we're a little bit behind with marriage equality, and so you know, that's something that I stand up for. I'm so lucky in my life that I'm able to choose who I love and get married, but there are a lot of people that can't, and to me that's important as well.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you for that. So I think that I'd love for you to tell everyone where your Facebook page is, by the way, because it is so much fun, before I forget.
It's facebook.com/ Fiona Joy Music. And I try and have a mixture of you know, video clips and concerts that are coming up and all sorts of bits and pieces. And I think people can join my mailing list from there. the mailing list has always got a few interesting stories. I did one recently about LA called the Flake Rate. So I do put some interesting things in the newsletter, and I get to go a little bit deeper than just the Facebook page where you tend to talk about your music and your career and your concerts and new albums.
Yeah, excellent. So with the next song, which we are moving towards very quickly, we have the song Grace. And this is one in particular that I find is a cathartic song. It's got, you know, a very serious story behind it. And, you know, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about it, I'm sure there's many women in the audience that will understand why I say it's a cathartic song, but it also...
Which version are you playing? Because there's two versions on the album. There's an acoustic slower version, and then there's a chill version, which has my son beatboxing on it. So are you going to play the slow version or the chill?
I think this is the slower version.
I have
the
version. Yeah, hi, Beth. Hi, Fiona. This is Dory. I have the version with you singing on it.
Right, yeah, I'm singing on both of them. But it's the same story. It came to me in a time when I was feeling a little bit low, and I thought I had a few problems in my life, and then a woman emailed me out of the blue, and she said that 10 years earlier she'd had a stillborn baby girl, and she named her Grace, and she listened to my music to help her recover, and that here she was now, 10 years later, with 6-year-old Sophie Grace, and together they would sit down and listen to my music to remember her baby sister. And the time that came to me, I thought, okay, Fiona, that's all you can hope for with your music, is to touch somebody's life, to make a difference. And the fact that she used the word longevity, you know, that's really all you can hope for is that your music stays around long enough to help people and that it actually has some sort of meaning. So I wrote Grace exactly about her story.
Okay, well, that is quite touching, and we'd love to hear it.
Before I play it, I just want to say that only about 60 seconds of it is going to go out live. The rest of it is going to be in archives. And I wanted to thank our show sponsors, Brunetta Productions and Safety Bags LLC. You can go to wordofmomradio.com to hear more about them and meet them. And for those of you listening live, you're going to hear this as we tune out. And for those of you enjoying the archive, you'll get to hear it all as the conversation continues. So this is Grace by Fiona Joy.
Calm now. That did it. Are you still with us?
I'm still here. Yeah, yeah.
Felt my blood just. Oh.
I'm in tears.
Oh, can you imagine, Dory? Can you imagine? You know, what's amazing to me is yes, what Fiona's mom said, share your gift with the world. But that's really hard to do. And when you can take that and then listen to someone's story, and then compose, record, produce that music. It just is mind-boggling to me.
Playing it live sometimes is quite hard because there's nearly always somebody in the audience that either leaves the room crying or comes up on stage crying and hugs me at the end of the song, or It often touches a lot of people, and I have to be careful myself when I perform it that I don't get too upset by my own music.
Oh, I always say to you, no crying on stage.
No crying on stage. That's part of my best health and media training. Do not cry on stage.
But you know
well,
what? Sometimes
you know,
tears are the most honest form. I mean, I have to tell you, in listening to this. On Easter Sunday, I was at a christening at our church for this sweet girl who I used to give voice lessons to when she was in the junior choir, coached her all through high school and college vocally and stuff. And she had a stillborn baby and then lost three others. And we christened her son on Easter Sunday. And when I tell you, I wasn't the only person in our church that was just a puddle, because we've gone through this whole thing with her, you know, all of us together. So that song is so beautiful, and I actually want to send it to her. I want to send her a link to your Facebook page because, you know, she named her daughter Celeste.
Oh, beautiful.
You know.
Oh,
yeah. You know, so.
I'm always surprised how, because there's always somebody in the audience who's lost a child. You know, it's just statistics, and yet they always come up afterwards and thank me. You know, they apologize. Oh, sorry, I ran out, but thank you so much, because it is cathartic and it does put them in touch with something that's often painful that they don't want to think or talk about. So, and sometimes I apologize to people and say, I'm really sorry if I've upset anybody. But yeah, it is amazing that they always seem to thank me at the end for making them cry.
But no, I do say that in jest, but you're right, Dory. There is a time for tears. And sometimes people really need help to get it out. You know, to just keep rolling and, you know, have a good cry and move on. And there is something in our tears and hormonally that is good for us to release. So, you know, that said, this song has been touching me since I first heard it probably a couple of years ago. And I'm so glad we could share it with everyone.
Well, thank you.
I am too. And you know what? Unfortunately, we have to wrap this up. It's amazing how quick it goes. And Beth, I'm so excited.
We could go on and on.
We really could. It's true. And Beth, I'm excited to see what happens next on your next positively entertaining show. And Fiona Joy, thank you so much, listeners. Go to FionaJoy.com. Connect with Fiona on Facebook and Twitter, both at Fiona Joy Music. And just share this. What a gift you have. And I thank you so much for sharing it here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm so excited to get to meet you.
The fantastic videos just must be seen. They're professionally produced and just gorgeous. You're going to love it. Thank you so much.
On our Word of Mom Radio page, I did link to your website and a bunch of your photos came up, and I actually boosted the post to get it out there to promote the archive of this show. So it'll boost out for the next 3 or 4 days.
Thank you. We'll do the same thing. And Fiona, thanks for getting up early. It's Wednesday for you, so have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Bye, everyone.
And thank you. And thank you, Beth. I look forward to next week's show. For all of you listening, tomorrow we're doing an Author's Alley with Dawn Taylor, who's a really good friend of mine and wrote a wonderful book about her guide dog, who's a pug. And you know, most people think of guide dogs as big dogs, but she has a guide dog that was trained to help her husband who was, you know, injured in Iraq. And she wrote a story about him. And so we're sharing Pepe on our Author's Alley. And I don't even know what I'm doing on Thursday's show because I just started coming back live again because we've been away at the Education Expo and just traveling with my other business because, you know, mompreneurs wear all kinds of hats. So for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here again. Beth Hilton, thank you so much for starting this great new segment with us. I'm so excited about what you are sharing. And Fiona Joy, what a great name. It really
thank
is.
You. Thank
that is
next
a
week.
Great name. And I love your music. I cannot wait to hear more of it. So
thank you.
Before we wind up getting cut off by Blog Talk on our own, end this episode. So for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for being here and go out and create a marvelous you. Ladies, bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.